Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Brack, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and an artist, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Good. Are you hanging in there? Are you feeling better? Are both you and Lisa back, you know, to normal, healthy?
I'm back to normal. Lisa's not. She's in where I was last week, you know, so she's like in the tail end of it, you know, where like that nagging cough is still like lingering, but, you know, everything else is fine. So she's, you know, by this time next week, she will have kicked it completely.
Okay, good. That's what we want to hear, that she's feeling better.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's taken a while. So for anybody else that may have gotten what we had or similar symptoms, it does take a while. So stay hydrated and make sure that even if you start to feel better, that you're getting plenty of rest. Because I think that both my downfall and Lisa's downfall was that as soon as we started feeling better, we went back into our same routines. And that was the worst thing that we could have possibly done. So, yeah.
Right. Because it seems to be a really strong, you know, cold, and, you know, people that have it are really, really sick. So we want, if you catch this, please rest. Listen to what Nicole's telling you. Otherwise, you're going to get, like, a little bit of a relapse. It's going to come back again.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, summer colds are the worst. You know, they seem to be, you know, keep going on and on and on. And I could see that we do have a lot of callers tonight, which is great, on this beautiful August day. I mean, I didn't have much time the last 2 days, but I did run to Smith Point for an hour yesterday and 2 hours today, so I just
saw that when I Facebook stalked you. So,
oh yeah, that was only an hour yesterday. Today I got 2 hours in, but I was like, I'm just going to grab an hour, even if it's just an hour. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the water is really warm. Those of you who have maybe not been to the beach much, the ocean is warm. Today it was very calm. The water was calm yesterday, too. So it was kind of perfect swimming weather. So if you get a chance, go to that beach before the summer's over, because, you know, so many people have been telling me they haven't gotten out at all this year. So let's get out a little bit and enjoy that, you know, the beautiful summer while we have it.
Absolutely.
So now, we haven't screened anyone yet, so I'm going to go down to the 631-0858 first, and that person seems to be waiting forever, and then you can start screening some of the other callers so that, you know, we'll know who's going, we're going to put on the air.
You've got it. All right, so 0858 you said, Sim?
0858, yep.
All right.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello, 0858. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy. Is this Suzanne?
That's
what I recognized your number, so I'm saying let's go to someone I recognize a number first before we pick up anyone else. And I'm so glad to hear from you. I think about you quite often. How is your family?
Oh.
I know it's getting bigger every minute, you know.
Oh, my. Cindy, everything you said happened just the way you said it would happen. I got my new job. Megan had a beautiful baby girl. She's gorgeous. And we just found out my son is expecting.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said to you, because your mom was already, had told me, like, I think she came here yesterday. And I'm a little surprised because I'm like, you know, she doesn't usually just show up, and she goes, we have another baby on the way, and I'm thinking, can't be Megan again. You know what I mean?
No. I think Megan's done.
Well, that's why I said your family's getting bigger every day, because Mom had already showed up here to let me know there was another baby on the way, which she has picked the soul of that child. That's why she was clapping her hands and very excited. So,
working boy. I'm not sure if I'm right, but that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. And, you know, she's being a little quiet on that one right now, but basically, this is very exciting news. And how long have I known you, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. It's well over 20 years.
That's what I would say, because it was about 20 years. And, you know, Megan, I'd love to always bring up, because she's always just like worrywart, this isn't going to happen, that's going to happen, this isn't going to happen. And I kept telling you, don't worry, you'll finish college. Don't worry, you'll get a good job. Don't worry, you'll have a husband. Don't worry, you'll have babies. Don't worry, you'll get a house. She has everything, you know? So
Yes, you were right. Manifested all of it.
and that's why I kept telling her, don't worry, it's all going to happen. Now, how's your new job? That's the best news ever.
Well, that's the way I'm calling. I'm a little frustrated because I feel like it's a little above me. So I'm frustrated, and I'm not sure if this is a good fit for me. And I was wondering what you see in the cards. Do you see me staying there and you know, working it out, or you see me just throwing up my hands and starting again?
Okay. Now, funny enough, you're a very old soul. Older souls have an imposter syndrome. They never really think they're smart enough or good enough. And they're not bullshit artists, okay? They don't just bullshit their way into a job, okay? Because they know they're going to have to, like, you know, meet expectations. It looks to me a little bit like your fears are getting in the way and sabotaging you a tad bit. But also I'm seeing they're not training you properly, okay?
No, so they're really nobody's ever there.
Uh-huh. And that's the thing with my clients that are older souls. Like, I have a client that works for a major corporation, and she makes about maybe $1 million a year. And she has had it for 4 years, and I don't want to name the company, but she doesn't know what she's doing still for 4 years. And she's always, like, freaking out. I can't stand it. I don't know what I'm doing. I go, look, take your money and run at this point. Nobody in that place knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? But she's an old soul that really feels like for 4 years, she doesn't know what she's doing. She hasn't been trained. And so in America, they're not training people. That's a problem. A younger soul doesn't care. They don't care if they just want their money. They don't care if they do their job. They don't care. But it looks to me like you're going to have to speak up and mention to them before you throw in the towel, mention to them that, look, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable here. I'm not used to not knowing what I'm doing. And I really do need some training. Is there someone that could, you know, step aboard and help me and train me?
Right.
The company looks a little like there's stuff behind the scenes that you're not seeing, and there's like sort of either backstabbing or people not in agreement here with each other.
That I definitely feel. The husband and wife own the company, and it's growing and they're making good money, but they have a vice president who's changing everything. Like, we no sooner get something under our belt and it changes, you know, and it's almost like a shell game where they're moving that tea underneath the cup, and it's very hard to follow.
Yeah. And
we already lost one person that I don't think they're going to replace, and it just feels the same all across the board.
Yeah, and I would say until they deal with what's going on behind the scenes, and, you know, I think the vice president isn't playing fair and doesn't necessarily have the best interest going on here. So I would not, you know, throw in the towel yet. I mean, if this continued where, you know, you're, of course, knowing your personality, even if they seem to be happy with what you're doing and you're not the kind of person that just wants to take money. You've got to feel like you're doing a job. Okay. So they like you and they believe you can do the job, but you have to speak up. okay?
And okay.
That, you know, you're sitting here not really knowing what you're doing and it's making you uncomfortable because you don't want to just take your money and run. You would like to know what you're doing. Like, put it in words that you're a team player and you don't feel like you're part of the team yet.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm only there 15 weeks because 1 week I was off for my son's wedding. So, you know, I haven't really been there that long. And they've been on vacation a couple of weeks. Everybody's been out of the office. But they only work like 2 or 3 days in the office.
Yeah, well, the 2 or 3 days they're there, someone has to be working with you and telling you exactly what your job is. It is not above you. That I'm not seeing. And I'm seeing the Queen of Pentacles. You could make good money if you stay there. And across from the Queen of Pentacles is you learning a new skill. So they haven't been teaching you that skill. And
no, they haven't.
Not that you can't do it. You can absolutely do the work. You just have to be trained. So, again, I would give it to the three-month mark. If this, at the three-month mark you're starting to feel like this isn't working for me,
right?
You know, then you'll know you have to start job hunting, you know what I mean, or looking.
Give it another 3 months, you think?
Yeah, you're at the three-month mark now there, right, 15 months. I would give it like another 3 months at the most, you know what I mean? Like even if a solid month from now you're feeling like I've spoken up and nothing's changing, begin to look for another job. Don't leave it until you get something else. It looks like you would get something fairly quickly, but it still has potential here, okay? It is not, but again, unfortunately, looking into the future, the situation with the one hand not knowing what the other's doing in the company might continue, and that would be a problem. So, but just not just yet. Don't throw in the towel just yet, okay? You know, but I know how you feel. It's awful to not know what you're doing, okay? You know?
No, it's so frustrating, and I come home, and then I can't sleep, and I'm worried about, you know, every day. I mean, and I'm kind of teaching myself as I go, and I'm proud of myself because I've met couple of things that I had absolutely no clue about, but you know, now we're getting deeper into the it's things I've never really had to do before because I've always worked under a CFO or an accountant, and you know, I've been more of an assistant to those people than doing the job myself.
Yeah, and again, if you find that for your own self, that you feel like you're going to make some major mistakes that, you know, because you're not trained, then, of course, you want to get out of there sooner than later because, you know, there's a little bit of liability there with certain mistakes. So, and that's why you get nervous. Tell them how you're feeling. Again, if they're not happy with you, let them lay you off and you get unemployment. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that's not your nature, but don't quit, you know, like, do your best.
No, I won't.
State what you want, and if they expect you to do something that's really that they need an accountant and not just, you know, you there, then they need to hire an accountant. You know what I mean? Like,
I had an accountant that I used to work, and they interviewed him and they asked him all these questions, and they haven't given him the retainer yet, you know, and I'm like, what are you waiting for? They definitely need an accountant for the things that they're planning. It's got to be, you know, and they need somebody with tax experience, too. And
you don't want to be there to take care of this tax stuff because that's not your specialty, you know what I mean? And you don't want to be dealing with that, you know, like, nope.
I was very upfront when they hired me that these are my skills, this is what I've done before, and this is what I haven't done, and they were like, no worries. And then last week when I was leaving, it was odd. He brought it up out of nowhere. He's like, do you like your job? And I was like, yeah, I like my job. He goes, well, we love you here. And I'm thinking, well, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, I know they like you. And again, if you state that to them, they're going to have, you know, they're trying to save a little money during the summer where they're trying to take some time off and they're not there. So it looks more like they wanted to save money and not hire the accountant, okay? But you got to let them know they got to hire one. You know, and just, you know, say it nicely, say it truthfully, and, you know, don't sweat it out too much. And if it doesn't seem to move forward in a way that
you know, works for you, then, you know, you have to figure out it's time to move on. You know what I mean? Don't give it up on it now. And you usually, what I like about you and what I like about your family is they do listen to guidance, and that's why the things manifest, okay? They listen.
Right.
you know, so just hang in there a little bit and just tell them that you're feeling that, you know, it's just getting into, you know, too deep water that you're not comfortable in being in, you know, and state it also because you don't want to be making mistakes that later on could hurt, you know, affect you.
Right, right, exactly.
And I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, by the way. Just go home, you know, don't
think
about it because don't lose sleep.
Okay.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
You're all working out one way or the other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not seeing this job over with yet, but you will find something quickly if this doesn't work out. But don't, again, they like you. And it looks like a nice place to work in many ways. So
it is. It is. And I like the people. I love the owners. They're very kind and, you know, they're fun to work for. If I felt like I had a good handle on what I was doing, I'd be fine.
And that's why they asked, are you happy? And that was the moment when Spirit was trying to tell you, say, yes, I like it here, but I'm feeling I'm not doing my best because I need some training. Like that was the universe opening a window for you to have spoken up.
Okay. So maybe I'll take it tomorrow because I'm sitting with him tomorrow. Go over some of the numbers
and
things.
You know, and say it nicely and kindly. And, you know, I think he doesn't want you to leave. So he'll figure that out. And really, they're just trying to save a little money by not hiring an accountant yet. But if he knows that you're feeling that way, they'll hire an accountant sooner than later. So,
good enough.
And everybody wants to save money, you know. Isn't that the object? Let's save a dollar, you know. They're also going to lose, you know, a good accountant that they've been, you know, they're going to lose out on that person too. Person will move on. So they have to get moving with this. Well, you're calling again. I'm so glad that you validated what your mom had told me yesterday. And that's why wouldn't have even recognized your phone number, but your mom was here yesterday. And usually she won't show up unless you're gonna call me for a reading or call into the show or something, you know. So I kind of had a heads up that you were going to.
Yesterday, because I said, her show is either Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Okay, I'll have to call in tomorrow. That's so funny.
So your mom had put the thought in your head, you know, because she, you know, she just wanted, you know, she's doing really well. And, you know, your son really worked very quickly. He just got married. That's a quick baby, you know.
Yeah, they got married in May, and they're expecting 4/4/22 is the due date.
4/4/22. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's amazing. And 2022 is supposed to be a really good year for older souls. So, you know, this is going to be a great year. Okay, and call in again and let us know what happens because we have a lot of listeners that call in with career questions. And I'd like to hear how you know, putting your cards on the table and, you know, expressing what you need, how it goes, you know what I mean? So other people will know. Sometimes you just got to do that, you know?
Right.
I think that vice president, you know, may be one that goes too. I think that vice president has to go, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's definitely shaking the can and I feel it, you know, with other employees and I hear the things he says when they're not in the office and it's disturbing.
Right. Yeah. I told you he's, you know, there's like a backstabbing and I got the devil card and a person that doesn't play fair about him. So he's undermining things.
Yes, he is.
And I don't know why, because he makes good money and everything. And I just think it's stupid on his part to be doing that. But, it's something that he's got to go. I mean, maybe they're not aware of it so much. But I'm just sure that I think they're thinking about it too. But I don't think they want to get rid of him until they have some other things in play. So,
I agree. I thought the same thing. I said, okay, they're going to take the pan out, and then, you know, they're going to have to make some decisions.
Right. So you hang in there. Call in again, and good luck to everybody. Thanks for sharing your story with us tonight.
Thank you. Be well.
Oh, I sure will. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Okay, so we have Kathy. Now, she called in before, Nicole?
Yes, yes. Kathy has called in before. And
she's not your friend,
you know,
Kathy, is she?
No, this is my friend, Kathy. And actually, she has a reading coming up with you, Cindy. And
that's what
in
I thought, because all of a sudden I'm going, I'm getting your friend Kathy's energy jumping out of there, okay?
That's you know? My friend, Kathy. And
okay.
Basically, for the past couple of months, she's had a very, very tumultuous, you know, sort of life, you know, kinds of ups and downs with her relationship, amongst other things. And she's going to talk to you in more in depth on that when she sees you privately. But
right.
Before that, she just kind of wants to, now that she's gone through this for the past couple of months, you know, and I'm sure that she'll update you on that a little bit, you know, for our listeners. But basically, she just kind of wants to know, all right, listen, now that she's moving forward, she just kind of wants to know what she needs to do. How can she clear the air? How can she clear the energy? How can she just start over, you know, and do everything karmically correct and things like that? So we are going to go out
and
to
start over with her relationship or career. Or
I'm
going
to let her elaborate on that. She just wants
okay.
to know.
But there's,
you know,
myself
now,
card, there's a couple
hit.
Of things going up here.
So
not just one.
What's that?
You know, when I shuffled her cards, there's a couple of things showing up here. It's not just one thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely not just the one thing. But yeah, so she just wants to know, you know, how is she going to move forward and be better, basically. And I'm going to let her elaborate a little bit more. So here we go, staying in New York, and we're going to speak to Kathy. Hello, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I'm so glad you're calling in. And so can you just tell us a little bit more, like so our listeners can be filled in about what's on your mind too?
Sure. So when I called the first time, it was February. I had called because I had gone through a breakup with someone that I thought I'd spend the rest of my life with. We spent some time apart, and then we reconnected. He was working on himself. I was working on myself, and things seemed to kind of improve. And then just the past 2 months, July and August, like there were just these waves of ups and downs. And, you know, through July, it was getting really, really good. And then just shit basically hit the fan, and it's not good anymore. He exposed himself for who he really is, was very, very candid to me, which was very difficult to hear. So I'm noticing that I'm attracting, like, the same type of people. So I just need to know what I need to be doing different because this doesn't have a place in my life. And, you know, when I'm down like that, like, it makes me unfocused, like, for the past 2 months, like I haven't even been as focused as I normally am, even with work. And so now I'm like busy playing catch up. So I just need like a little advice. And I know that I have my reading with you in a few weeks, but like I need help now.
Right.
I don't
exactly.
want to.
That's fine. That's what the radio show is for. The radio show is Psychic 911. If you can't wait for a reading,
yeah, seriously.
Call in on Thursday. Okay. Because I can't really fit you in my schedule, but that's what this is about. Yeah, you're still mourning for the end of the relationship, so that's why you're a little bit off, okay, like in
mm-hmm.
general. But, you know, good people tend to be magnets for unfixable people, and unfixable people are very manipulative people. If you think about your ex, he manipulated a lot, okay?
Yeah.
He was judgmental of others. He wasn't always accountable. Be grateful that he was upfront with you because karmically, because you guys had a strong soulmate connection at one point, like to karmically end that relationship correctly, he had to be upfront with who and what he was so that
okay.
at least, you know, he wasn't saying, Kathy, it's you. He's pretty much saying, look, it's me, you know.
Yeah.
It's me, my issues, I'm all screwed up. I don't know how to make this work. So let's give him some credit that he kind of told you some things that you needed to know. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now what we don't learn from one relationship, we will keep being brought these unfixable people until we recognize the traits in us that are bringing these people to us. One of them is that older souls tend to be people that are fixers. We just think if we love people enough, we could fix them. Okay. And are you done thinking you could fix people at this point?
There's definitely no fixing this. Like, he showed me what people can be. So, no, I can't fix anyone.
Right. And I need you to pay attention. And God is testing you. Like, part of it is you're not trusting your judgment because you haven't, you know, it seems like you've gotten involved with people that aren't all that great. But God's kind of tempting you with this and testing you. So you're seeing these kind of people gravitating to you pretty quickly. I'm kind of proud of you that you're seeing it that quickly. Okay, it's not like you're dating these people 6 months and seeing it. You're seeing that you're drawing in the same kind of a person. And what you just need to tell the universe is, I have learned my karmic lesson that I can't fix people. I'm also learning to trust my gut. Okay, is your gut telling you some of these people are not good?
Yeah. I mean, my gut over the past month told me, like, no, something's really, really off.
Okay, good. And trust your gut more. That's part of your lesson. And, you know, learning to have self-love, to love yourself. You also have to not make excuses for people's abuse. You know, don't start saying their mommy did this or daddy did that. You feel bad for them. You know, start seeing that some people's lives are a mess because they've made their lives a mess. Okay. It's like sometimes they're blaming everybody else, but sometimes, you know, they've done a lot of stuff that they shouldn't have done or are not accountable. So I don't think you're going to continue to be brought that kind of a person if you acknowledge that you're done with trying to fix people.
Okay.
And you know, you're going to be brought another soulmate, A, because you're not responsible for the ending of that relationship. He is. Mm-hmm. His actions are. Okay, even if you're the one that ended up ultimately having to end it, it's his actions. And I hope you tried to end it without drama and trauma. Did you just accept who he is and you can't fix that and change it?
There was a little bit of drama, but then after we spoke and he was so candid, I just said, okay, thank you for your candor.
Right, and that's kind of called smearing your face and shit. Like, he just let you see what you're not seeing, okay? And,
yeah.
And the universe is saying, your gut was already telling you some of this. You know, don't be fooled by his candor, because that's, narcissists often do that. When they know we've already caught them and there's nothing else, you know, they're caught red-handed. Then they start telling the truth because they know that they don't have any other choice.
He was literally caught red-handed, so it's funny that you say that.
Okay, so, of course, finally, he can't lie about it, okay?
Yeah.
It's in black and white. So it's not that he was being so candid. He's figuring, well, let me at least do this one last-ditch effort so that she'll think that I can be honest. So maybe in the future she'll take me back because I was honest. That's a form of manipulation.
He kind of said something like that. He's like, look, he's like, I'm not ready right now, but I don't know, maybe three, 4 or 5 years, you know, I'll be ready and we can get back together. And I'm like, I don't want you.
Right. Now, isn't it funny? He's a commitment phobic with issues. And, you know, in the future, maybe we can get back together. So that's a form of manipulation on his part. Okay?
Right.
So I just want you to see it for what it is so that you would somehow think, well, he's changed. Okay? So that's something I think our listeners really have to, you know, listen to what I've just said. Just because someone is being honest with you doesn't mean they're being honest. It means they're being honestly manipulative. Okay? So, you know, and again, of course he wants you in the future. Who wouldn't want you? You're good to a fault person. You're loyal. You're trustworthy. You're hardworking. You're a person of your word. Of course he wants you in the future. But, you know, men oftentimes want their cake and eat it too now. Like, you'll be waiting for me 4 years from now. No, you won't. And just see that It's not a lack of love that's showing here. It's that the soulmate love is bringing up unhealed issues. This guy's got issues, okay? And, you know, again, did you have enough with people with their issues already?
I'm making a whole list of issues I don't want, some qualities that I do want. Seriously.
You could write a book, okay?
Oh, my God.
Have these arsenals of, like, stay away from these traits. Stay away from this,
yes.
Okay? And that's how you don't get the same karmic lessons again. If we don't learn the karmic lesson, the pattern will continue. So I'll have clients that have had bad relationships for the last 30 years with 6 different people. And it's always the same. They're always manipulative, judgmental, not accountable. And when I bring out the pattern of the behavior and where it might have began, suddenly it stops. Like, they can't believe how clear the pattern is that they never saw. Now, we often have to keep reliving our parents' marriage and their relationship if one of our parents was unfixable, or either one of your parents an unfixable.
Maybe my mom. My dad died when I was very, very young, so I don't have many memories of him. But I don't have a good relationship with my mother.
Okay, because do you want your dead dad's opinion of your mother, by the way?
Yes, I've been dying for his opinion.
Would you love to hear from him? Because, first of all, he's a very nice man, I have to tell you, from the other side.
I've been hoping that he appeared to me, but he hasn't.
He's a very nice man, okay? He had loved your mother very much. She was the princess that became the beast. He had no idea what he signed on for with her, okay? And notice how the good one dies first, okay? You can't kill unfixables, by the way. They outlive us all. But you keep picking people that are the princes that become the beast. You're reliving what you saw the first few years of life. Our subconscious mind is formed the first few years of life, okay? And even though you don't remember your dad, you keep picking people that need fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And are you done with that? Because your dad could
I'm
not.
I'm so done.
Okay, your dad tried to fix your mother, by the way, okay? And again, he loved her. No doubt about that, he loved her. He didn't always like her, that's for sure. And he is saying that she has traits of an unfixable. Do you see that your mom manipulates?
No, I see that she doesn't know boundaries.
Well, that's a form of manipulation, by the way.
Okay.
Nicole, are you laughing on that one? Uh-huh.
Oh, I've been laughing the whole time. My mic just happened to click on just now.
Okay, because we can always, you know, when someone kind of, you know, rapes your boundaries, that's not being respectful. That's, they do what they want. Does your mom ever push your guilt buttons?
No.
Good.
I don't feel guilty for anything with her.
Okay.
I don't, like, I keep her at a distance.
Okay.
She
okay.
It was all those buttons, but she knows how to push Kathy's buttons.
Okay, and is
like,
she...
Kathy's
like
one of these people, Cindy, just so that you know how her mother gets to her, because I think she's downplaying a little bit here. Kathy is like very, very, you know, for the most part, she's like very, very proper, okay? She does not cuss, okay? You know, when we worked together, I would often hear, you know, mother flower when she was really, really upset, and that was the extent of it. But all of a sudden, when her mother crosses those boundaries and when her mother pushes her buttons, you know, a different Kathy comes out and she's scary. And, you know, and you know, I've heard her cuss and I've heard her be like, what the fuck? Which is not in Kathy's character. So although Kathy does not feel guilty.
And is your mom highly judgmental?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. Look, it must have been like 10 years ago now, I was opening one of my daughter's toys or trying to fix it, and I chipped my tooth, and she sees it. She was like, ew, that's disgusting.
Instead of saying, my poor darling, I'm sorry you broke
your
tooth.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's bad.
I gained a little weight. She's like, God, aren't you working out? No, I can tell.
Now, can you see? Now, okay. And according to your dad, your mom is not always accountable for her own bullshit. So,
really?
You know, you keep picking people like your mother because you're still trying to prove you could have fixed your mother. Can we get it out of your system that your mom's unfixable human being? But only the point is we pick someone 10 times worse than our unfixable parent, trying to prove we could fix them. Okay? We keep going worse. Also, you lost your dad when you were young. And when people lose a parent before the age of 13, they often have a lot of trouble loving because they're afraid to love someone who could die in them. And I think you need to meditate on the fact that that's some of your fear going on there. And if you keep picking men who need a lot of fixing, then after a while, that goes from soulmate down to toxic pretty quickly. Who cares if they die? We might even kill them, okay? We don't even like them anymore. But it's at the point where a lot, your dad's death affected you much more than you think. According to your dad, you never mourned for him. Do you realize you've never mourned for him?
I disagree.
Did you feel like you've mourned for him?
I feel like I mourn for him every day.
Okay, but you shouldn't still be mourning for him every day. In other words, the mourning process is not completed. You know, like
I think it's that I don't feel that I had proper parental guidance.
Okay.
Like I don't feel a mother's love.
Okay. And it's funny because when we don't feel a mother's love, we don't have our own self-love at all. Because the world is our mother when we're growing up, isn't it? And if our mother didn't love us properly, it's really hard to feel worthy of love, okay? And it's not that your mother doesn't love you, by the way, because she does. She loves you in her narcissistic way. But is it time to get over picking that kind of a person and go for the kind of people that could truly love you? And your dad would like to bring you a soulmate. Your dad would love to bring you a soulmate, okay? You know, he just wants to make sure you're not going to run away afraid if he brings it.
I would say that because of my experiences, I have a bit of a trust issue. But, I mean, I want to be open to that. I do want that in my life. I think I'm very deserving of that. I have a lot of love to give. But I have trust issues now.
Right. And your dad is telling you that he's going to, you know, bring you this soulmate, you know, try to, you know, see if you can retrieve some memories of him.
I have a few memories of him. Some of them are not great. And then some of them are just very, very vague.
Wow. And, you know, he has very clear memories of you, of course. He loves you. He remembers you well. And he's been your biggest fan. When you lost your dad, you lost the more supportive parent, actually. You know, the one who was more loving unconditionally and, you know, a lot more fun, too, by the way. He's a very fun guy. He likes music. Do you listen to music at all?
Yes.
Because you got that love of music from him, okay? And, you know, if you need him, listen to music. He'll be around. But, you know, some of it is having lost your father when you were very young. And with soulmate love, sometimes that unhealed issue or not having healed an issue of being afraid to love someone who dies on us, it's going to keep having you pick men who are going to always go from good to bad. And we don't want that anymore, right? Don't you want a nice, good man who doesn't need fixing? Because that's what your dad's bringing you. Your dad just blew you a very big kiss, by the way, and is just letting you know how much he loves you. And, you know, he's going to try to come to you in the dream plane tonight, so, or in the next few nights, so pay attention that he's around. And, you know,
I'm
glad that
you... I'm a little angry with him.
You're angry at your dad?
Yeah.
Are you angry at him for dying?
For doing what he did.
Okay.
How he died.
Okay, and Is it time you forgave him? You know, forgive him, the man, not his actions, perhaps? Because if you don't forgive him, you're going to keep, you know, keeping yourself stuck in that place where you've been of trying to save a man. Are you still trying to save your dad, too?
No, there was no saving him. I was so young.
Right, but now, you know, when your mind picking men that need saving at some level, you know, forgive your dad, the person, okay, and deal with your anger about him, because some of those issues are surfacing now, because when love is brought to us, there are lessons in it when love is taken from us. And this love being taken from you is bringing up the primal loss of your dad, okay,
yeah.
And anger you feel about that situation. So why not heal that issue now, okay? Like,
okay.
Get it out. Write a letter to him while you have a right to be mad at him, by the way. He's laughing. He goes, he could take it, okay?
Okay.
He said, I can take it. Write him a letter and tell him your deepest feelings. He will hear it, and he will give you a response. Death ends a life, not a relationship. We can do healing from the other side with someone. And I'm glad you called in before your reading, because I think a lot of signs, messages, and healing will take place so that we can kind of deal with this a little more in detail in your reading, but get it so that it's out of your system.
Okay.
You know, and if we have anger issues, we keep picking men who after a while need to be hit in the head with a frying pan because we have anger. And toxic love serves a purpose. It gives us someone to rage with behind closed doors so that we could look normal in the outside world. So if you don't deal with your anger issues, you're going to keep getting the kind of man that's going to get you in that kind of angry situation. So let's just get it out of us now
okay.
while you can. And, you know, you're going to find a lot of healing taking place. And ask your dad to help with that too, okay? Because
okay.
He would love to help with that. And, you know, see if something doesn't start clicking in you, but you have to start with the love work assignment of writing a letter to him while you have a right to be mad at him.
I'll do that when I'm...
And also you could be mad at him for marrying your mom and giving you her too. You could throw that in the letter, you know, and sticking you with her, because when he left, you were left with her, weren't you?
Yeah.
So call in and let us know. We're going to try to get another caller tonight, so please let us know, like, what happens and what you think and feel. Nicole, do you have anything to add to your beautiful friend, Kathy?
Well, Kathy and I have talked a lot about this, you know, before, and I sent her a text message while you were doing her reading. Kathy, read to Cindy what I sent you.
Oh, God. LMAO, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Sound familiar?
Okay, so I did, you know, a little bit of you know, I did a little bit of channeling for Kathy when a lot of this happened. And I said a lot of the same things that you said, but Cindy, you raised a very, very good point about her dad. And that was one of the things that, you know, that I didn't put together with Kathy and her patterns, you know, only because, you know, I think I was a little bit more dismissive of that connection because she was so young. But just because you were too young to do anything about it doesn't mean that while you were growing up, you didn't wish it was different or you didn't wish that there was something that could have saved him. You know, so in
and that's
that
why
sense,
she keeps picking men that need saving. Okay,
now I get it, because I also know Kathy's previous relationships before this one, and although she had less of a connection with those people, there were still people that required her to sacrifice too much of herself in order to save them. You know, and luckily she was a strong enough person, you know, in those relationships to walk away, and she was, you know, woman enough to just say, you know what, I'm okay by myself. And, you know, she forged a great relationship with her children, and, you know, she did well when she had to leave those relationships. And this is one of the first times that I've seen her really open up herself and give more of herself than she has in the past, which
ever
is very, very disappointing, you know, obviously. And to this day, I don't think that this guy is a bad person. I think that he's behaving badly. He's doing bad things. And there are things that Kathy just needs to not have in her life. And she deserves somebody better. She deserves somebody that is going to give her what she's willing to give.
Right, exactly. So, you know, Kathy, I gave you a lot to think about, and you will have, because you have a reading schedule, and anyone who has a reading schedule with me knows in the weeks prior to the readings, a lot of stuff play out. So you might have some aha moments between now and then that will help you break the pattern that you've been in and why you're gravitating to a certain type of person. So,
okay.
You know, I'm glad you called in, and we're going to try to get that one more caller, and I can't wait to speak to you privately. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, sorry, Sid. I accidentally muted her.
Okay.
That was my
bad. Okay. But
all I said was thank you.
You're welcome, Kathy.
Okay.
We'll speak soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, Kathy.
Now, also, Nicole, you would not have been able to see the pattern so much because you know her too well. It's almost you're too close to her. And patterns, our patterns are so easy for outsiders to see. But if it's our own pattern and someone we're very close with, sometimes we can't see the pattern. It's just part of it.
I recognize some of the pattern. I was just a lot less tactful than you were about it, as I normally am. You know, I basically told her that she needed to stop shopping in the same dumpster. So, you know, so much less tactful than, hey, let's break this pattern and let's move on to something else. But I just said, listen, girl, I said, you need to stop shopping in the same dumpster. You need to move on from all of this. You know, but Kathy knows me, and she also knows that everything that I say, as abrasive as I can be, is just with absolute love. You know, she and I are very, very good friends. And, you know, I really, like, for years now, I've been trying to get her to open herself up, you know, because for years, you know, she had been burned so badly, she didn't want love in her life. She was convinced that she didn't need it in her life. And I'm like, you're wrong. Everybody needs love in their life. And
also, her children need to see a better version of love than what they saw.
I said that, too. You know, but, you know, I mean, I was very, very proud of her that, you know, that she started putting herself out there. And I was very, very proud of her with this particular relationship because it not only made her kind of step into somebody else's box for a little while, but it also gave her a reason to do some inner, you know, some inner work on herself, because she's like, well, why? So as this roller coaster was going up and down, I was like, well, Kathy, I'm like, that's not his problem. That's your problem, you know? And she saw where the blame shifting muddled things up. The problem was that she was doing the work for her and he wasn't really doing the work for himself. And then it went down, kind of like down that ladder a little bit. But I'm very, very happy that she connected with you. I'm very, very happy that she called in today. And hopefully, you know, she'll get some signs in the upcoming week, and she'll have a very productive call with you next month.
Okay, great. And let's try to get Lisa now, okay?
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to stay in New York. We're going to go out to Lisa. Now, Lisa has called in to you before, Cindy. She has had readings with you, and she used to be very good at manifesting what she wanted. Unfortunately, lately, she feels like her love life is cursed. So she wants to know, Cindy, what do I need to do to uncurse my love life? And furthermore, what do I need to do to be good at manifesting what I want again? So here we go, out to Lisa in New York. Hello, Lisa, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Well, first of all, Lisa's physically beautiful and kind and wonderful. So, you know, it's almost impossible to think that this is a woman who should have any trouble with love. Okay, just let's put that out there. And now, have you kind of mourned for the ending of your last relationship? Is that totally closed now?
Yeah, it's totally closed, and I've moved on. You know, I just... You know, I don't really have answers, but I just kind of said, you know what, it is what it is. You know, the universe works in mysterious ways, and I guess this is, you know, what was meant to happen. But, you know, I used to be very good at, like, manifesting and thinking positive and putting myself into a place where I could almost, like, manifest you know, a relationship, which was great. But I just feel like I've been so disappointed the last few times that just kind of maybe I'm like mentally exhausted. I mean, obviously it's been like a crazy year for everybody, but, you know, I want to get myself back into this positive place. And it's almost like I've given up.
Okay. Now, and, also, that's for something like that, you know, you might need to acknowledge a little bit is that you did have COVID and you did have some long haul effects. Health-wise, okay. So, let's not minimize what long haul COVID could do in terms of thing. One of the, you know, and one of my clients had just emailed me because she has long haul COVID as well. And one of the is depression, a low grade depression or a depression.
Yeah.
So it's hard to manifest when we're in a depressed state. Okay. Just, and I'm not saying this is a mental depression. It really is part of the spectrum of COVID. So, so let's not, you know, let's not act like that doesn't have anything to do with probably the lack of you being able to manifest right now, because you still have to heal your body a bit. And also, you know, to, for our listeners' benefit, you know, that relationship that ended was a soulmate relationship. You know, you had a strong connection with that person. It wasn't just a nothing relationship. And it didn't, you know, naturally expire or, you know, go out. It was almost artificially ended because of his commitment issues. Okay. And that's really hurtful. Okay. So.
Yeah, for sure.
And we kind of have to completely mourn for the ending of one soulmate relationship. It does take a little time to bring another one in alignment. The universe did not expect that relationship to go down the way it went. You know, I remember your reading well. I remember you well. You know, you're one of my favorite clients. I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
It was kind of shocking, like the alignment of cards and the high soulmate that it was, that the fact that this man would run away like that from it. So, you know, I think it survived. It surprised the universe as well. Really,
right.
I didn't think they thought maybe he would run, but that he would come to his senses and come back. I also think
it's been 4 months
COVID, and it's kind of brought out an ugly monster in people or the fear level. So maybe if you weren't in the middle of COVID when you met him, maybe some of this would have changed, but now they have to get another soulmate brought in alignment. They also didn't know if he was going to come back because they weren't positively sure that he wasn't going to come to his senses. You also were still keeping the door open for him for a while, so the universe didn't want to, you know. So now that it looks like you've closed that door with him, or have you closed it?
I mean, I guess I have. You know, sometimes, of course, I think about him, and of course I wonder, like, is he ever going to call? Is he ever going to reach out? You know, there's always that part of me. And then there's the part of me, it's like, what would I even say to him? You know? So it kind of goes both ways.
Okay. So let's just, like, the universe had to give him a certain amount of time only because it was a very high soulmate, and they have to wait because if he changed his mind and they brought you another soulmate, you'll be with the soulmate, and then he comes back. Who are you going to choose? Do you know what I mean? Like, God cannot bring two soulmates at the same time. This is no longer soulmate because soulmate love demands commitment to that love, commitment to healing, and being together, okay? You can't be a commitment phobic and maintain soulmate love.
Right.
So if with your permission, the universe would like to close the door on this because – I'm not saying he won't one day come back 2 years from now or a year from now and saying he's sorry, he doesn't know why he screwed this up, blah, blah, blah. But by then, you're already going to be in another relationship, and it'll be a little too late for this whole conversation. It'll be nice to hear it, but it isn't going to shake up your world or change it.
Right.
So, you know, let's close the door on that. Again, manifesting right now. You know, to make you feel better, 2020 and 2021 are not necessarily manifesting years. They're supposed to be pause years. Let's pause, We're still in the choose again where we want to be. It is 2022 where older souls of your magnitude will begin to manifest again. So the fact that you're not manifesting isn't just personal, it's kind of cosmic.
Okay.
So, like 22 is the master builder number. That's the year where we're supposed to have our life gel. So you have some time between now and January 1st to start writing down what is it that you want to manifest. You want love, you want a soulmate love, and write down the traits that you want in him.
Right.
And be sure to say you want someone who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to love, okay? Like,
for sure.
And you know, no more of this commitment phobia nonsense. And again, you're also in a cosmic place in which commitment phobia is an astronomical problem. It's not just you. I mean, you heard the woman before you. It's an astronomical problem that people just can't commit.
Everybody.
They screw it up, okay? I mean, it's pathetic. It's really pathetic. And, you know, once we learn this lesson, you know, that certain people are, you know, afraid to commit, you want to make sure, you know, when you're starting a relationship, you start it on the right 2 feet. Like, you start it with commitment from the beginning.
Right.
You know, which I'm not sure. Did you have that with him in the beginning? You were committed, right, in the beginning?
No, I was actually with somebody else when I first met him, and he was, like, chasing me down. I mean,
yeah, that's because
he's
a commitment phobic, and, of course, he could chase after you when you're not available, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're available, then he starts running.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So be careful of men who chase after you when you are in a relationship. You want to be with a man who's saying, you know, saying, look, I respect you in a relationship, and they don't chase you,
right.
Okay? They let you know they're interested, but they're not chasing you. Okay,
right.
And but when you're with a man in the future, or when a woman's, you know, with another woman, when you're another person, you need to state from the beginning if you're looking for commitment, and, you know, within 3 dates or so, like, that you don't want drama, you don't want disease. Start it with commitment. You know, just state what you want. If the person says that's not what I'm looking for, believe them. You know, don't
right,
think we're going to change these people. They told you they don't want a relationship. Believe it, you know.
Yep, and
don't
move
interpret
on.
It as, well, they don't want a relationship, but they'll want one with me. Nope. If they don't want a relationship, they don't want a relationship. So 2022 looks like a great year for you. Love will be coming. So write down the things that you want to manifest, the things you want in your soulmate, so that you could have that coming in 2022. Again, deal a little bit with the depression that is a part of long-haul COVID. It's there. It's
sort
of a sluggish energy kind of feeling. And
That's almost
right?
Like, we need to be cleansed.
Right. It's like an overwhelming, like, everything is hard to do. Like, everything just feels harder than it is. And, you know, some of it is, you know, get a little sunshine because that'll help. Do some things that... Be easy and gentle on yourself right now. Like, don't push yourself work-wise so hard or getting things done in your house. Try to just give yourself each day some things that will make you feel better. You know, get a massage or, you know, go for a walk, go swimming. Do whatever it is that replenishes you.
Right.
And because the COVID lingers inside certain people. But remember, you didn't have bad COVID, so you kept thinking, I'm not, because I didn't have it bad, it's over with. But COVID is
I'm
a funny
sick.
Animal. It's a funny animal, okay? Some people who had it really bad got over it. It got kind of like their immune system either kicked in stronger. With you, you just have this long-haul thing, and it will get better, okay?
Yeah, which is...
And you need
like an autoimmune disease.
That's what it does. It's almost like Lyme disease, how in some people they get bit by a tick and it does nothing. They get Lyme, they take a little antibiotics, it's gone. Other people, years and years later, they still have it. It kicked in something in your autoimmune, and I think if this son of a bitch hadn't, you know, ruined the soulmate relationship and ran away, your body would not have been in a position to be bombarded. So look at it as that it was... you got this because of the ending of the relationship as well. You were a little bit depleted. So, you know, look into some natural supplements or things that, you know, look COVID and natural supplements that are helping. I know fish oil is one of the ones they're recommending. So kind of look if there's something you can do holistically to get your body a little stronger as well.
Yep.
And, you know, call in again in a few weeks and let us know how you're feeling. And, you know, I think people are interested in knowing how people are recovering from everything. And, but I do see 2022 as being your year. So hang in there just a little bit longer.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Well, good luck to you. We're at the end of our show and they're going to hang up on us in a minute. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Okay, we are at the end of our show, so we're going to be hung up on in about a minute. Nicole, thank you.
Yes.
And thank you for having Kathy call in. I don't know if you recommended her call in.
I actually had nothing to do with that. She did that on her own. So, and I'm glad that you did.
Wow. Well, we'll all speak next week. And, you know, Kathy's call and Lisa's was a little bit similar, you know, like in the whole concept of it. But, again, I did want to bring up Lisa's COVID, because anyone who's had COVID, if you're still feeling that kind, you don't know why you have this like low grade sort of depression, anxiety, not right. Unfortunately, that's a long haul symptom for a while. So, so I'm hearing it from a number of my clients. So it will pass as well, but boy, it's been a hard year, until hard 2 years. It's been long. It's been long.
You know I was looking at memories from 2019, and I'm like, how the fuck did we get to 2021? Like, I don't get it.
No, it's true. And, again, all of this will get better. We're all going to get to the other side of it. And I know Debbie Tony was listening, and we didn't get to pick up with her. And I kind of wanted her to know, too, that sometimes what she's feeling sometimes is the same kind of thing, and it is a little bit of long-haul COVID. I've just recently found that out. But from my clients and doing some research, since I've been hearing about it from a number of my clients, and I always do my homework to find out, oh, is this true? Is this real? Is this whatever? So, you know, people are just learning more and more about these things. So, so everyone stay well. We'll all speak next week. And I can't believe it's dark already. 8 o'clock.
I know.
I'm not loving this, Nicole. I'm not loving it. You know, I'm getting sundowning. I don't like when it gets dark. I want that sundown.
I know, Cindy. It's okay. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
Don't worry, Mommy. Am I going to be okay, Mommy? I'll be okay with this.
You'll be okay, honey. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Baby.
Thank you, dear. Well, good night, everybody. Sleep well, everybody, and we'll speak next week. Bye.
Bye.